Pablo Torre, David Dennis Jr., Tim Kalishaw, Mina Khan. How the Warriors lost to the Jazz last night.
There's, it was whacked away, stolen away. Beasley to Fontecchio to dunk it in.
The champs are the 10 seed right now. Let's go around the horn.
It's going to be all worth it. Not like you're going to draft if you guys want or anything. Definitely worth it.
We start with the news of the day, the news of the world. Brittany Griner home in the United States, free. The details of her 293 days detained in Russia, wrongfully per the U.S. State Department, imprisoned in a penal colony after pleading guilty to drug possession, will continue to emerge. The details of the prisoner swap that led to her release as well. The months-long effort from the U.S. government and the dedication of many in sports and outside of sports, and the WNBA and Phoenix Mercury and women's college basketball, and the We Are BG moment leading to a moment like this. Griner, home and free. Pablo Torre, you've covered this frequently on your podcast, The Daily. Where are your thoughts today?
Certainly with Brittany Griner and her family, and also the family and the people who are being victimized still by Vladimir Putin. Paul Whelan, the former U.S. Marine who remains over there, Tony. The other people who remain wrongfully detained. I mean, it is incredible, this story, how there is a sports metaphor aspect here, right? We swapped the merchant of death, this arms dealer Victor Boot, for Brittany Griner. On some level, that is true. But the criticism, if I can spare a thought, too, for the people talking about this and analyzing it like it's sports, like literally, the reason why this is complicated, the person to be mad at, is Vladimir Putin. And I don't know if I really need to say that, if it feels today like I need to, because the reason why a deal that was involving more Americans coming home, the reason why people are over there wrongfully detained, is because of the dictator of Russia. And so Joe Biden's job here has been to try and negotiate with that guy. And once you make the decision to negotiate with an autocrat, obviously, a lot of negative externalities, unforeseen side effects can occur. But right now, today, we should be happy that one American at least is home.
David Dennis Jr.
Brittany Griner is free. Sorry, I had to say it for myself. The words leaving my lips feel like a praise dance. To me, this is a movement story. This is a story about the WNBA players, about activists on the ground, about celebrities, about hashtags, about everybody pulling together to make sure that this story did not die. This is about what it takes to get a black queer woman free in this world. But this story is not over. This is about what happens when Brittany Griner comes here. She spent a year almost in hell, and she has a lot of healing and a lot of support that she needs. And she is coming back into a country where people were saying that some people were saying she actually deserved what she got, that she should be there for the way that she protested before, even are saying that she should not be coming back now. And so this is about Brittany Griner being free, but it's also about making Brittany Griner whole and what we can do to help and support her. So yes, I will rejoice and celebrate today, but know that the work is not over and how we support this woman going forward.
Tim Kalishaw.
You know, I've thought about this a lot during this time. Brittany Griner is a great player, a defensive player of the year, a gold medal winning player, one of the top, what, pick a number, 10 players in the WNBA. Put that on one of the men. What if one of the top 10 NBA players had been in this situation for 293 days? And what would that story have been like? And how much more might we have talked about it? We would hit on it, and it would drift away for a couple of months. Then it would come back. There'd be a small development, and it would go away. And I think it was too far in the back of too many people's minds, me and everybody else. I like the fact, go back to the opening night when Steph Curry could have been celebrating the Warriors championship, and the first thing he talked about was Brittany Griner and getting her free. And so finally, it is happening, maybe belatedly, obviously belatedly, but we're just glad it's finally here.
And Mina Kimes.
You know, when I saw the news this morning, the first thing that I thought about was a story I read just over a month ago after Brittany was transferred to the penal colony, where her lawyer talked about the conditions there, how she was only allowed to go outside for an hour a day, was spending the rest of her life in a tiny cell with two other prisoners, fearing she would be there for 9 years. So I saw this news and my first thought was, I am so relieved for her as a human being. That to me is what's at core here. It's simple and it is a complicated story to be sure. And it has been politicized and there are a lot of bad faith arguments floating about. But at its core, this is a simple story about a woman who is facing a wrongful punishment, an unfair punishment, and now is coming home. An American is coming home. And for that, I just feel immense gratitude for her and her family.
Pablo Torres, something you'd like to add?
Yeah, no, Brittany Griner is the headline here. And the reason just for why there have been back and forth arguments, just keep in mind, like, she brought in weed oil into an airport in Russia, okay? So we can talk about that. But the reality is the justice system in Russia under Vladimir Putin is not an actual justice system, right? Like, this is something that is really hard to compare apples to apples with America. But the point is, yes, let us celebrate that we got her back safely.
Thanks for your thoughts on that. We'll move on, but not too far. We stay in Washington. U.S. House of Representatives Oversight Committee's 14-month investigation into the football team coming back with what NFL fans may have expected at this point, a finding that the Washington Commanders and owner Daniel Snyder permitted and participated in a toxic work culture. And in the findings, over 100 times when Daniel Snyder says, I don't recall, during his deposition. But the 79-page report also took issue with the NFL. In the words of committee chair Carolyn Maloney, the NFL knew about it and took no responsibility. So, Mina, I want to ask you, how do you view this story now?
I view it as an NFL story, as you said, because this report shines a bright light on their punishment or lack thereof as it pertains to Daniel Snyder and raises a lot of questions about what the NFL plans to do moving forward. Tony, about a year ago, Roger Goodell, when he was interviewed by the committee, said Daniel Snyder's been held accountable. There is no way you can read this and believe that that is true, that he's been held accountable. The report lays out, you know, so many of the awful things he's been accused of doing, intimidating witnesses, showing up at their houses. But it also lays out that the NFL knew that, that they were aware of it, that they let Daniel Snyder influence the release of documents as part of their common interest agreement with him, that they let him negotiate the terms of his own punishment. It was $10 million, but the report says $5 million of that went to charity, which could be potentially written off for taxes. To me, this is outrageous that we have reached a point where the NFL is saying, yes, we punished him, but it's so obvious that they didn't. And as they move forward with their second investigation, because there had to be a second one, they being the NFL, Roger Goodell, the other owners, need to be asked every day, are you going to actually punish him? Because you sure didn't the first time.
Tim Kalishaw.
I'm with Mina on this. I mean, you can get all, you can read it and still see all the horrible things about Dan Snyder and the Washington football team, and it is ridiculous in one conversation. He can't really identify why Bruce Allen is the scapegoat for everything. He just basically is saying he is, just trust us on this, and they don't want to hold anyone else accountable. But the rest of it is a terrible day for the NFL. Their investigation amounted to what? Leaking a story that got John Gruden fired. How did that have anything to do with the Washington football team? And as Mina just said, that big $10 million fine we heard about, he may have actually made money or at least broken even because of the charitable contributions on that. So, you know, it's kind of a last gasp because I don't think the House will be investigating in a couple months. We'll be investigating the Washington football team further. But at least it puts the NFL in a place where it needs to be.
David Dennis Jr. on today's finding.
Yeah, I want to read something that I saw in the report that I just cannot get over, if that's okay. According to documents obtained by the committee, the NFL's reporting requirements do not consider workplace complaints of sexual harassment, including non-physical sexual harassment, discrimination, retaliation, to be conduct that undermines or puts the risk and integrity of the NFL, NFL clubs, or NFL personnel under the NFL's personal conduct policy. So often we talk about the NFL as failing to do what's right for women. They're not failing at anything. The NFL is designed not to stand by women. It's designed to stand by owners and make owners richer and not care about how women get in the way by trying to live their lives and be free. And oh, by the way, on Sundays and Thursdays and Mondays, they play games as well. This is something that needs to be overhauled within the NFL and its policy and how it treats women and other marginalized communities.
And Pablo Torre.
Yeah, and speaking of how the self-interests of the NFL league office and the owners have been intertwined here in ways that are insane, right? This report has been a reaffirmation of the fraudulence of Beth Wilkinson's investigation and report. So much of what the government has now officially confirmed on the record is what has been reported by our colleagues about how that report, which was made verbal as opposed to written, which was under this common interest agreement so that the NFL and Dan Snyder could both vet what they wanted to release and therefore share information secretly. Okay, this is all done in secret, such that the list of people who cooperated with the investigation ended up being the targets of Dan Snyder and were witnesses who were intimidated. It's a sham justice system in its own way when it comes to what the NFL does to get justice, allegedly. And now we have yet more evidence that, yeah, we should be thinking of it in that way.
Interesting stuff. Thank you for that. Not a lot of scoring in that segment. I recognize that.
Very low.
But there will be scoring in buy or sell coming up. A big night in the NBA last night. Some crazy outcomes. We'll talk about that. And Thursday Night Football in 2 minutes.
Enthusiasm. What's up, kiddos? I'm Clinton Yates of Around the Horn. Whenever I go to cover games or attend events in Los Angeles, I'm always keeping my eye out for the best dressed person in the room. I saw Diego Luna at the Andor red carpet launch event, Star Wars, folks, and he looked head of state fresh. Now you can also be that person too, whether you're sitting courtside, attending a fancy dinner, or going to a wedding. With a fully custom suit from Indochino, you'll walk into wedding season looking like $1 million for way, way less. They start at just $4.99. With Indochino, you can design the suit of your dreams and fine-tune every detail, including lapels, linings, monograms, pocket flaps, etc. A tailored fit from home. Set up your measurement profile on Indochino's website and choose customizations without even leaving the house. Look your best this wedding season. At the table or on the dance floor when you wear Indochino. Go to Indochino.com today and use code HORN to get 10% off any purchase of $3.99 or more. That's INDOCHINO.com, promo code HORN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Seaport. Brought to you by Patron. Perfection starts with Patron.
Anybody's ball game in buy or sell. And we start with Thursday Night Football, Rams Raiders. Can Vegas make it 4 straight wins and get to within a game of 500? Will Baker Mayfield play one day after reporting to the Rams? Anything is possible, Mina. What are you watching for?
I am not watching to see who plays quarterback for the Rams. I don't think it's going to make a difference. I am watching to see if the Raiders can sustain their momentum, particularly on offense. Since week 10, Derek Carr's been 8th in QBR, 5th in air yards per attempt, and Devontae Adams has been destroying worlds. On defense also, their two pass rushers, Max Crosby and Chandler Jones, present a problem for any offensive line, much less the Rams' offensive line, which is down to
bad. You're watching for Vegas' offense. Tim Kalischer, how about you?
Well, I mean, last year the Raiders came from nowhere to make the playoffs. This year they're trying to come from farther back than nowhere, 2-7. And that's difficult. But they're 5-7. And after tonight, they should be 6-7. That puts them a game and a half behind the Jets for that last wild card. I think anything is possible.
Anything is possible. David Dennis Jr., how about you?
Yeah, anything is possible, but like the Raiders, I think no matter what, are less than 10% chance of making the playoffs, even if they blow out the Rams tonight, which I think they will. What's generally interesting for me is Jalen Ramsey and Devontae Adams, that matchup, but these guys look like they're going opposite directions. Jalen Ramsey, 139th in completion, defending completion percentage, 94th in yards per completion, 102nd in yards per target. Meanwhile, Davante Adams had 664 yards and 7 TDs in the last 5 games. These guys are going opposite directions. Adams is going to have his way with Ramsey tonight.
Pablo Astore.
I cannot believe that I get to be the first person to utter the name Josh Jacobs, okay? Josh Jacobs, if you hadn't heard, happens to be the running back for the Las Vegas Raiders. He happens to be the guy leading the NFL in yards from scrimmage. Also rushing yards, in case you wanted that statistic. Also the guy who inspired my fantasy team name, Pablo's Park Filipinos. And also the guy who absolutely truck-sticked Mina's team when we played.
Okay.
Because
all
that
right,
guy is
right.
having an incredible season on every possible level, including the ones most
I am here for fantasy trash talk for a Thursday night game because it's not bringing too much else to the table. We'll move on. Play of the night from the NBA.
He's trying to block Tyrone Vision. But there's
this is an unbelievable way for the Jazz to win. And it's an impossible way for the Champs to lose, even with Steph, Draymond, and Wiggins sitting out. Steve Kerr said, there's one game every year that has you leaving the arena, shaking your head, thinking, how did we just let that happen? And it was this one. David, I ask you, how did this happen?
This is what happens when the Warriors are still doing this thing where they have a bunch of young players on the court, even though the play before was Klay Thompson's defensive mistake that called the three. But this is what happens, and I'm getting concerned now. The Warriors, I think, are still championship caliber team, but this record is catching up to them. The next 8 games up until Christmas is brutal. They play Memphis, they're at Milwaukee, they're at Philadelphia.
Right.
They're looking at a situation where they're going to have some trouble in these standings trying to, you know.
So they're 500 right now. They're the 10 seed. They're atrocious on the road and they're about to go on a long road stand. David Dennis Jr. is concerned. Are you Pablo Torre?
I'm a little concerned, but the fact that Steph wasn't there, Draymond, Andrew Wiggins, as you said, Tony, this was a fascinating and truly awesome way for the better team to win. I mean, the Jazz were the better team.
Are you calling? There was contact. Are you calling on a foul there in that instance?
I am not, because chaos should be encouraged at the end of games, even if it's inconsistent. It's more fun that way. But if I'm Jordan Poole, I'm also pretty
sore,
literally, figuratively.
Yeah, I mean, you could write it off as the Warriors not having their starters, but the Jazz still don't have Mike Conley, and Lauri Markkanen didn't play in this game, and they pulled it out. I have to say, actually, Jonathan Kuminga's performance in this was encouraging because they're going to need him moving forward. But to me, this was as much about the gritty, lovable Utah Jazz pulling one out over the Warriors.
I'm starting to get a little concerned about the Warriors for this reason. The West doesn't have a truly great team. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of pretty good teams, and the Warriors are losing to every one of them on the road. They can't beat any of them. At some point, that has to change.
Pablo, if you have a fantasy team named Pablo's Part Filipinos, I believe it was, can someone mention Simone Fontecchio, please? The Fontecchio game.
Jordan Clarkson won this game. He's literally part Filipino, so I should have mentioned that too in my answer, honestly.
No, but somebody's got to mention the game-winning dunk from Fontecchio. We'll move on. Knicks 113, Hawks 89. Tough night. And tough week for Atlanta. We lost another starter, Murray. Tough night, tough week for Trae Young. Minus 26 in this game. While on his feet, King of Broadway shoes. Pablo, what to buy, what to sell?
Yeah, obviously selling the shoes, but buying the silence. Silence, Tony, is the ultimate insult to Trae Young, an ultimate troll who just wants a reaction. And this game was so out of hand by the end that the guard relatively didn't even have energy for him, which is just disheartening if you're the Hawks.
I've only seen one Broadway show, Cats, and I have to think that experience was comparable to watching Trae Young go 0-for-4 from 3. You can't wear shoes like that and troll like that and then play like that. This is an L for Trae.
You see?
Clearly an off-Broadway performance. I don't know that when I'm shooting 29% from 3, I'm going to put King of Broadway on my shoes.
Oh, so you would have held back on the shoes after the week Trae Young just had and after the way he's been playing? David Dennis Jr., how about you?
Hold off.
Yeah, I'm selling Trae Young. I have never seen a player milk 2 games. He won 2 games in Madison Square Garden 2 years ago, and he's acting like he's the second coming of Reggie Miller or Michael Jordan dropping a double nickel. You won 2 games, dude. Chill out. You're fighting with your coach. You're losing. Just don't wear the shoes. Put on some all white shoes go out there and get
all right,
beat,
so you, both of you, Kalashaw and Dennis, say, you know what? You got to tell your sponsor not tonight. I got only one Broadway show, Mina Kimes, in your entire time?
Yeah.
As
deal with that.
The longest running show on
it's
Broadway.
It's a bad choice, too.
David Dennis Jr., Pablo Torre, thanks for your time. Kimes, Kalashaw, Showdown, 2 minutes.
I'm not a musical person.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
It was a one seed versus a one seed last night, but you never know it. Chris Paul returned. Boston pummeled Phoenix. Devin Booker said it should feel like two losses. Boston 21-5 now. Here's a one seed versus a one seed for this show. Kimes and Kalashaw and Showdown. Mina, bigger deal for which team?
It confirms what we suspected about Boston, which is they're not just the best team in the NBA. They are by far the best team in the NBA. The offense isn't great, but the defense has shown up as of late, holding the Suns to 40% shooting and forcing 18 turnovers. They are so complete.
It's a bigger deal for the Suns. A recognition that getting Chris Paul back is not going to fix some of their issues, which had started to show up, even though they were the number one seed. I'm aware of that. They're not the number one seed anymore, and I doubt that they'll get back to that number one spot.
You know who the number one seed is in the Western Conference right now?
I do. I do know who they are.
Are you going to tell us, Tim Kalashaw? during your FaceTime? Shout out to Xander Bogaerts to the San Diego Padres. Tim, if you should choose to answer this question now, bigger deal for the Padres or bigger loss for the Red Sox, their homegrown star?
Well, it's a huge loss for the Red Sox. When they let Mookie Betts go, they tried to sell this. We've got all these young players we're going to build around, and we got to pay them. And now here goes Xander Bogaerts to San Diego. And Boston's offer wasn't even close to the Padres. You know? It's embarrassing.
I mean, I'll take the other side of this. This is the Padres not just saying they're all in, but pushing literally every chip to the table next year. This contract takes him to his age 41 season. Machado might leave after 2023. They
got
to win.
They've got three guys with $250 million deal. And not even, that's not counting Soto. Man, putting the money on the table. You're in trouble for that FaceTime you promised us, Kalashaw. Showdown 3 tonight, Tage Thompson had last night. 5 goals, 4 in the first period. Sabres drill the Blue Jackets. Mina, hat trick is 3. What is 5?
5? Oh, my God. 5 tools, 5 guys, 5 alive. It all works for me.
And how about you, Tim Kalashaw?
5 is a handful. It doesn't need a cute name. Did you know Tage Thompson is also like Austin Matthews from the icy climate of Phoenix, Arizona, which is about as likely as
a handful is pretty good. I do like a handful, but Mina Kimes is getting the FaceTime. No New Orleans Pelicans for Tim Kalashaw. You can blame Kalashaw.
So this weekend, Brock Purdy, a.k.a. Mr. Irrelevant, faces off with Tom Brady. The Niners play the Bucks. The Niners are favored against the Bucks, and I want to use this game to make 2 points. 1, let's retire the name Mr. Irrelevant because it no longer applies and it was kind of insulting to begin with. And finally, this confirms what I always like to say. Wins are not a quarterback stat. This is not Purdy being favored against Brady. It's the Niners defense.
We'll see you tomorrow around the horn.